Blind Soldiers. The king of Syria invaded the land of Israel. He brought in his military leaders and told them his plans, where he was going to set up camp, and how he was going to attack the Israelites. As soon as he spoke the words, Elisha went and told the king of Israel exactly what the Syrians were planning. The army of Israel made preparations and won the battle. This happened several times, until finally the king of Syria realized that the Israelites already knew exactly what he was planning. He said to his commanders, "Which one of you is a spy for Israel?" One of them said, Lord, we're all loyal to you. It's Elisha the prophet. He's the one telling his king about your plans. He knows what you say, even when you're in your bedroom."
"Oh, where does this prophet live?"
He lives in Dothan, my lord." So the king sent a large army with horses and chariots to Dothan. They arrived at night and surrounded the city. Elisha's servant got up early and stepped outside. Suddenly he saw this massive army. Running back inside, he yelled, "The Syrians have surrounded the city. What are we going to do?" Elisha was surprised.
"Why are you so afraid? Our army is much bigger than theirs."
Then he prayed, "Lord, open this man's eyes so he can see." So the Lord opened his eyes. He looked out and saw that the mountain was covered with horses and chariots of fire. All of them were for Elisha. At that point, the Syrians started moving in on the city. The prophet prayed, "Lord, please make all these men blind." So the Lord struck them with blindness. The prophet walked up to them and said,
Somehow you've gotten on the wrong road. You're at the wrong city. I'll guide you and take you to the right place."
He then led them to Samaria, the capital of Israel. Once they were inside the gate, he prayed, "Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see." The men looked around and realized they were in Samaria. The king of Israel saw this and said to Elisha,
"Should I kill them?"
"No, no, you can't kill these men. You didn't capture them in battle. They're your guest. Give them food and drink, and let them go back to their master." So the king prepared a great feast for his guest. When everyone had enough to eat and drink, they went back to the king of Syria. It was a long time before Syria ever invaded Israel again.